Bubonic plague. Those words conjure up horror stories from the history books. The so-called Black Death that killed anywhere from 75 million up to 200 million people in Europe and the Middle East, especially in the mid-14th century. People who seemed healthy when they went to bed at night could be dead by morning. So news that Michigan has its first documented case of bubonic plague caught some of us by surprise. Dr. Eden Wells is with us now. She's Michigan's chief medical executive. It's always good to have you with us, Dr. Wells.
Thank you. Always so good to be on.
We have heard scattered reports through the years of people, particularly in Western states, getting this disease. How did someone get it in Michigan?
You know, I think the good news for everybody, first off, is that the young adult that got the disease in Michigan did not actually get it in Michigan. It was actually likely when they were hiking through one of our western states, most likely Colorado, when they were exposed.
And how is the patient doing?
The patient is doing fine, actually doing well on antibiotic therapy, had some excellent care and rapid good diagnostic team that was able to figure this out. Again, based a lot, too, thinking about her history and asking about if she'd been hiking out in some of the western states where this particular disease does reside in the fleas of a number of rodent populations out there.
Let's get into this. Exactly what is bubonic plague?
So bubonic plague is actually one of the three forms of plague. And I think, and to reassure folks, that this is actually one of the least contagious. It is not a contagious form of the plague in most cases, because what will happen is someone gets exposed, usually by a flea bite. Here in the United States, we do get sporadic, half a dozen of cases of plague each year are reported to CDC, mostly in our western states. Flea bite occurs usually because somebody has been close to an area of where rodents are carrying these darn fleas. And the bubonic plague is what we call the lymph node form. And the bubo truly is the term for a very painful lymph node. Mm. And so the person may feel ill, they'll have fever, and they'll find that they have a swelling of a lymph node somewhere in their body that really, really hurts. And what this is a limited form of the plague, can be well treated with antibiotics, and they are not contagious in this particular form. So that's the case that the patient had here in Michigan. She was diagnosed in Michigan, but she was in contact with it in Colorado.
And when we, you know, hearkening back to the stories that we remember from studying history, and I mean, the world's population was shattered, and it took up to the 17th century to recover to the population levels prior to the so-called Black Death.
Right, right. You know, we have had plague epidemics for the centuries, as we know, and of course the most famous being the Black Plague. There's two other forms of the plague which can be a problem, particularly pneumonic plague, and that is the lung form of the disease. And then there's a septicemic plague where the infection, the bacteria, can actually get in the blood. Now, both of those, septicemic and pneumonic plague, can make the patient much more ill. They actually are much more likely to die from this form. And unfortunately, if this bacteria goes around in the blood and then ends up in the lungs, this is the type, the pneumonic plague, that can spread from person to person. This is what occurred during the Black Plague. So you didn't need to have 75 million or 200 million flea bites. You actually needed maybe a few flea bites, and then people began to transmit the disease to each other. Human to human, and that is why it spread so quickly from continent to continent and really decimated populations. Sometimes people during the Black Plague, there were so many deaths in a village that they didn't even have time or people surviving enough to bury the dead. But we have not seen a plague to that extent since that particular horrible Black Plague. But we get plague epidemics every once in a while, and the most recent have been in the early 1920s here in the United States, believe it or not.
Hmm.
We had one in Los Angeles in the 1924. And then there's been some plagues, even as recent in the 1990s, which have been occurring in the African subcontinent. So you can get very small outbreaks of this. And now we see this more in rural areas rather than in the urban areas that we remember so long ago in the Black Plague.
Now, I note that the CDC says that we've seen 14 human cases, including this patient in Michigan,
yes,
including four deaths, which is actually an uptick. What do you think's going on?
You know, we don't know too much yet about why this particular year has been so active for the plague. The weather conditions must be in some way, quote unquote, right for the rodents to perhaps be in higher populations, or in fact, the fleas to be infecting the rodents that are carrying this particular disease. But as to the exact reasons, we're not sure why. The deaths can occur even if, for instance, somebody with bubonic plague, like this young adult here in Michigan, if you allow that infection to go too long without treatment, that bacteria can get in the blood and then possibly into the lungs. And this is where we really have difficulty, even if with the best of antibiotics. So it is very good that our patient here in Michigan sought care and got quickly diagnosed. But for unfortunately, in four of these 14 cases here in the United States, their disease was too severe to survive.
But just again, to recap, there is positively no reason for anyone in Michigan to be concerned.
Exactly. At this time, I just want to reassure everybody that this has not been an issue of a contagious plague case at all, and the patient was not exposed at all in our state. And in fact, the only time there's ever been another case of plague in the Midwest, and was Indiana, that was actually an exposure from a lab technician within a laboratory. So this is really somebody who was out hiking out west. We do recommend that folks that are hiking in these areas, there's usually signs in any of these parks out west, to be aware that they need to be using the appropriate insecticides and then making sure their pets are protected from flea infestations. But this is not at all linked to any black plague situation or any kind of human-to-human transmission.
Dr. Eden Wells, the Chief Medical Executive for the State of Michigan. Always great to talk with you, Dr. Wells. Thank you so much.
Thank you.